Coming Home, a podcast with Lane Kennedy.
Welcome back. Hi, friend. Lane Kennedy here. How are you? I'm so grateful that you have come back to spend time with me again in another episode. And I have not been posting regularly. I know. I admit, this is a challenging time of year for me. And I used to, when I was working full-time in the online space, I used to take off both November and December. Because it was just like crazy time. And this November and December, it's been a little bit different. And I've tried to stay consistent, but it's just, I'm not perfect, you guys. I'm just not perfect. I have a lot going on and my business is exploding in real time here in San Francisco. Which is just, I don't know, I love it. I love what I'm doing. I love sharing the gift of mindfulness and meditation and yoga nidra. And so I just feel so grateful that this is all happening right now. Thank you for being here with me. Let's get into today's episode, right? Today is just going to be a solo episode, short and sweet. I wanted to touch base with you and dig in and kind of tickle your tummy. Tickle your ear, tickle your toes, tickle your inner workings with some ideas, because we are 6 weeks away from 2020. That is epic. Really. 2020. I'm like, what? How did that happen? Yeah, 2020, right around the corner. And I wanted to find out if you are of the variety of setting New Year's resolutions. Is that your thing? It's not my thing. No. I strongly believe that the resolutions that I've set in the past have just set me up for failure. And if you are of that type and you love resolutions, then rock on, sister. But if you struggle with creating resolutions, I just want to say it's okay. You know, just for today, you can say, I'm going to do my best. And that's going to be good enough. That's been working for me for many years. So if you want to kick those resolutions to the curb and just start living in the present moment, and I like to say it's the very generous present moment, it will bring you everything that you need, everything that you desire. But you have to be in that present moment. Mm-hmm. That's right. You have to be in the present moment to collect it, to tap into it. And how do you do that? Right? Everyone asks me, like, Lane, how do I get into that present moment? Well, if you live here in San Francisco, you can attend one of my classes or my workshops or a yoga nidra session. But if you're not here and present with me, then let's just take a moment and think about how we can tap into this generous present moment. You ready? This is how we do it. We stay right here, right now. And I have to tell you, this takes some effort. Yeah. It is a practice of mindfulness. Being right here, right now. Now, who has time to do that? Who wants to do that? When there's so many things on your plate that have to get done? Well, I want to encourage you to do it. Because the science is so profound on what happens to the brain and what happens to your resiliency and your focus when you just settle in and take a moment to enjoy the generous present moment. And you can do that by simply watching your breath. That's a really easy way to get into the now, is just watching your breath and feeling the breath coming in and out of your nose. You could also just sit quietly and look at the palm of your hand and look at the lines on the palm of your hand. And as you reflect on the palm of your hand, are you doing it? Are you taking the time to do it? As you look at the lines on the palm of your hand, go inside your hand and begin to remember the work your hands have done over the many, many years. And notice each etching. And then begin to move your thumb just slowly. And then move your index finger slowly. And notice how the palm of the hand begins to change when you do that. You see, I did it again. I got you into the generous present moment, my friend. These are two simple ways to get into the now, right? So by circling the breath and by looking at the palm of the hand. Pretty easy, right? And when we do that again, we are coming out of that high beta brain. That beta brain that is releasing all of those chemicals and putting you into a state of fight or flight. We're jumping out of that state and coming into rest and relax and digest, allowing the chemicals of the brain to change and allowing you to change. So I want to encourage you to take a moment and get into the generous present moment with one of those two exercises, okay? The other thing that I want to mention in this little episode is that if you have not taken the time to check out my new Yoga Nidra app, I want to invite you to do that. And you can simply go to app, so app.lanekennedy.com, and you'll get a free app. And on the app, I have Yoga Nidra practices that you can start practicing with. Totally free. I have been working on this as a labor of love for this practice and to share it with you. So you can go to, again, it's app.lanekennedy.com. And it will take you through a process of getting an app, and you can put it right onto your home screen. Super easy. And then there's 6 or 8 free practices on there, and more practices are coming. The podcast is on there. Some articles are on there. More stuff is going on there every day. It's just been, again, it's a little labor of love that I'm sharing with the world. So I hope that you will go check that out and share it with your friends and whoever you think that this practice and meditation might be helpful for. So I talked about the app. I talked about the generous present moment. I talked about 2020 and sloughing off those resolutions and just being in the present moment and being okay with being here now. And the last thing that I wanted to kind of bring up in today's episode is being gentle with yourself. It is the holiday time and people are just in overwhelm. Let's face it, right? Everyone's going to be at the mall shopping. Everyone's going to be on the, you know, in their cars in traffic. Everyone's going to be everywhere. And you're going to be with the in-laws and family and friends. And so I want to invite you to be mindful that everyone is just a human being trying to do their best. And even if they're not trying to do their best, they're just trying to survive, right? Just get your head around that for a minute. People are just trying to survive. It's crazy. And when I put things into that perspective of like, oh, that guy is a total jackass, but he's just trying to survive. He's probably got to go pick up his grandma, or he's got to go get his kids, or, you know, he's just trying to make a buck to survive. Everyone's just trying to survive. So when I shift that perspective and I start to see things a little bit differently, my life changes, their life changes, and the world becomes a little softer and a little gentler for me. Yay! All right, my friend. I think that's enough. I'm coming up on my 10-minute mark. I just wanted to make sure that I got an episode out to you. I know I missed a couple of weeks. It is the holiday season. I am full-time care right now with mama, being a mama for Adrian. And we have a lot of challenges this year as we put him into a new school. And I've shared a little bit about that over on my Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram, come over and say hi, please. Just, you know, chime in. And make sure to grab that app for your practice so you can find a little peace and a little calm, a little space. So good. All right, my friend. May this day bring you something light, something bright, and something so juicy that you may be your best, truest self. Until next time, take good care. Bye for now. Welcome back. Hello, good friend. How are you? So, I've taken the podcast to the streets. Yeah. I'm walking down Venice right now, and let me tell you, it is a delight. If you're new to the show, I'm so glad you found me. If you're on the journey with me, thank you for coming back and listening and being a part of this episode. And I thought, you know what? I'm here in Venice on a little bit of a self-care retreat. Not a little, a major. Let's just be real, right? Like, a part of being on this experience and this show is keeping things real. So I hit a place at the end of November of last year, 2019, where I really was like, I need to take a break. And my husband took a break, then the family took a break, but I hadn't taken a break yet. And so I told my husband, I said, I'm booking a trip no matter what. I'm leaving. He was like, okay. He's like, where are you going to go? I'm like, I'm going to Venice. And he was like, really? I'm like, yes. And I chose Venice, California, because I love it here. It's easy for me. I can walk everywhere. The air is clean. I'm near the ocean. And there's really good matcha. Not that that's a requirement. And not that I drink a lot of it. But there's good matcha here. So I booked my trip. And I landed gently in an Airbnb. This really beautiful loft. And so when I got here, I thought, you know, I'm going to do all these things. And you know what? I haven't done hardly anything. And this is the, I don't know, the power of being mindful and paying attention to what's important for me in this time, during this time. So for example, I got up this morning late. I only did half a meditation because I wasn't into doing a full one. I drank a half a glass of water instead of the full glass. I ate blackberries because I wanted to. I was paying attention to how I felt in every single moment. There's a pup. Here he comes. Oh, he's a tiny, tiny, tiny little pup. He's got a big bark. But why am I sharing this? Because these mindful moments, these mindful acts, fill my spirit. They fill my cup up. So when I go home tomorrow night, I can be a better mom. I can be a better wife. I can be a better human at the airport. So these retreats that we take, and not everyone can take these retreats. I feel fortunate that I have my own business and that I have a coaching program and that I can take off when I need to. But not everyone has this lifestyle. And for just this little moment, I want to express a lot of gratitude. But for those of you who don't have the opportunity to just take off, I want to ask you or invite you to schedule it in, because everybody gets vacation days. Or you can start saving for a vacation. You can start making time, you know, maybe it's in December, but start planning now, because the time is just going to keep ticking. Right? Things are going to keep moving forward. And by the time December gets here, you're going to be so burnt out and so tired that you'll feel defeated and you'll start another year in the same mindset. So I want to really just, again, invite you to start thinking about, okay, if I'm not self-employed, if I'm not my own boss, and I know that I get 7 days, where do I want to go? Or do I just want to have a staycation? Right? Those can be really lovely too. So here's something else I wanted to share, is that there's a lot of judgment in planning the perfect getaway or the perfect vacation. And again, I want to just invite you to say bye to that judgment. See you later. Not necessary. Just do it. Just start dreaming big. Start seeing yourself in that location, right? And I saw myself in this location in Venice. I knew I was going to be here. And so when this little Airbnb came available, I immediately knew that's where I was going to go and spend some time. I got to the Airbnb. And if you have been if you've been listening for a while, you might know that I have an aversion to being cold. I just don't like being cold. Well, the Airbnb is cold, and I had a total panic. I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna have to go to the owners, and I'm gonna tell them that I can't be here, and I'm gonna have to find another place, and it's just gonna be a total headache and nightmare. My mind went through about 12 hours of this thinking. Meanwhile, there's a heater. There's a couple of heaters. There's a couple of blankets. Meanwhile, I just turned on the heater and it became warm and nice and so delightful. But suddenly I realized that I was actually enjoying the space and that all of that unnecessary chatter was quiet. It was quiet. I had put it to sleep by taking little tiny contrary actions. So one of the things I did when I was in this fit of, oh, I can't believe this, I simply put on my jacket and went outside and took a walk. And I was like, I'm just going to go outside. I'm going to listen to music. I'm going to do something different to break up that little web of, I don't know, it could be harmful thinking, right? Because that could have placed me in a position where I would have had to tell everyone that I was changing my plans. Just not a good thing to do. So that little thinking, I put it to sleep in a very mindful way. And that's what, you know, mindfulness, everybody thinks, oh, you have to do all this stuff to become more mindful. No, you just have to mind the mind. It's really about paying attention. It's about minding the mind. I always come back to that. So I want to just take a moment. If you have something going on, check in with yourself. Just for a moment. What's happening with you right here, right now? What are you doing besides listening to me? Are you multitasking? Not good for the brain. Just be present. Yeah, just be present. Enjoy your breath in this moment. Okay? I am going to walk into this little matcha cha-cha-cha place and get my delightful cup of matcha. I'm going to sit and enjoy. I'm going to people watch. I'm going to buy a new pair of shoes. And then I'm going to get on one of those scooters and scoot around town. And again, I had all these things scheduled to do and take care of. And you know what? Nah, that's not going to make my soul happy. That's not going to light me up like riding a little scooter is going to be. So I hope this episode brought you some kind of insight, brought you a little lesson about finding more mindfulness, a little more light, a little more love. If you haven't checked out the Yoga Nidra Coming Home app, I want to invite you to get on over there and check it out. There's amazing guides on the app, amazing conversations, so much insight with these practices, you guys. It's just, the more I go into this practice, the deeper, the less stress, And you know what else? The less aging. Ding, 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 ding. Less wrinkles. Okay, check that out. App.lanekennedy.com. Get that app on your phone. Start listening to those beautiful practices from all my beautiful friends. And just take a time out to remember who you are today. All right, good friend. I'll talk with you soon. May this day bring you something light, something bright, and something so delicious so you may be the best you can be. Until next time, signing off from the streets of Venice. Bye for now.